What's up, everybody? This is your host, SB Sanchez, and this is the first official episode of the Mentally Entangled podcast. I am so excited to be able to kick this off finally, and I feel like I have a pretty good first interview lined up for you guys. Mental health and physical health, those are topics that seem to clash a lot. We have people who advocate for working out and eating healthy, and then we have, on the other side, people who advocate for going to therapy and being able to take mental health days. But not very often do we have this within the same conversation, and I hate it. It just doesn't make sense. People need to be both physically healthy and mentally healthy in order to actually be a healthy, well-rounded person. And I'm gonna put that to the test today. I have somebody here who can definitely speak on this. He spends pretty much every day focusing on the physical health of himself and of other people. I have RJ Hawkins here with me today. Say hi, RJ.
How you guys doing? It's a pleasure to be here today.
I am really glad that we get to spend some time with you and have this conversation. I feel like you're gonna be able to offer some information that people really need. People get really stuck with like, okay, I want to start working out, but I don't know how to wrap my mind around that. So I feel like you're going to be able to provide some really beneficial information. I'm going to let you do your own introduction. I know you are a certified personal trainer. You have your own business. So go ahead and give us the shebang. Give us a little bit of your background.
Yes, so I am a certified personal trainer, as you mentioned. I've been a trainer now for the past about 9 years now. Mm-hmm. Something I've been dedicating my life to for quite some time now, and I do have certified personal training, nutrition, weight loss management, and you know, the list goes on. And so that is my specialty as well. I work with everybody, but my specialty is within the weight loss community. Okay. As I like to say, people mm-hmm. who really struggle to lose weight. People who haven't even tried to lose the weight, those type of people, those are my people, you know, because I think that provides the greatest impact, in my opinion, in my profession.
Yeah, that's definitely a really big problem in the United States is obesity. It's like one of the reigning things here, so I feel like that's probably type of work that you never run out of, especially with how much access people have to like fast food and everything else.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like just trying to be able to change behaviors is very tough, but it's very fulfilling to be able to witness kind of that transformation, because it's not only the physical transformation, it's also the mental transformation as well, because being able to have all of these, as I would like to say, kind of triggers, because it's a McDonald's on every corner. It's food everywhere. Exactly. And some of my clients work around food as well, you know, and so I can see how that can be tempting. And, you know, yeah, it's an overall, transformation for sure. And it's just the best thing ever to be able to see somebody on day one and then somebody, you know, maybe 6 months to a year later and just see the difference.
So what's been your biggest weight loss transformation so far?
So far, my guy Joseph has lost 70 plus pounds in 6 months. Yeah, that's my guy right there.
Shout out to Joseph. We got to have him on the podcast next.
For sure.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and reel it in. Let's focus on a little bit of mental health as it pertains to like your career, the space that you spend time in. So, textbook aside, no fancy words, what does mental health mean to you?
So, mental health means to me just a state of being self-aware and realizing that, you know, every day isn't going to be a great day. You know, some days are going to be bad days. And how do you overcome that? And what are some of the principles that you put in place to be able to basically kind of just like mitigate that, I guess, or just like handle that, you know? Because I know that, you know, it can be tough, and a lot of people have more bad days than good or great days. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for me, it's just being able to make sure that I'm taking time for myself to make sure that I'm actually okay and not just saying I'm okay just so I can get to the next thing.
Yeah, I think a big part of that too is the idea of using the good days to focus on how to prepare for those bad days as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, today was a really good day, but there's no guarantee that something's not going to happen tomorrow that completely pushes you off course. So what have you been doing, even on those good days, in order to know that when you get under those quote-unquote bad days, like, you're able to manage everything that comes with it?
Yeah, it's almost like having insurance for your brain.
Exactly.
Almost.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to have the best policy.
Yeah, you got to prepare for the worst, just like with anything else in life,
mm-hmm.
you know?
It's a big prevention thing when it comes to mental health.
Exactly.
But yeah, I like that. So when it comes to, you said your people are mostly those who are struggling with weight loss.
Yes.
So let's just go ahead and refer to them kind of when we're having our conversation. What are the common, like, mental barriers that you see them stumble upon when they attempt to, like, start losing that weight?
Well, they focus too much on the physical side of it.
Mm.
One, two, they compare themselves to other people. Like, yeah. A lot of my other clients compare themselves to a Joseph lost in a very fast time.
Yeah,
you know, that amount of weight. You know, and also just the overall the diet. You know. And the diet is tough.
Like you said, that McDonald's, man.
McDonald's.
They have some great breakfast.
Yeah. It's just so much temptation.
Yeah, for sure.
And so just trying to change those types of behaviors, first and foremost, because you can't get anywhere until they start to eat the right thing.
Yeah, that's true. I hear a lot where the people say, like, it's like 30% in the gym, 70% when it comes to, like, what you eat outside.
Exactly. And a lot of people... that has the misconception and think that would be backwards and things mm-hmm. more what you put into the gym and what you put into your mouth.
Yeah.
Opposite.
I had a friend, we worked out the other day, and she told me that right before she had a burger, but she said it was okay because she was going to burn it off while we worked out.
Exactly.
I was like, I'm not sure that it works that way.
No, not quite.
Yeah.
I wish.
Okay, so you said basically comparison to other people. How do you go about, like, helping your clients avoid that, though? Because that's everywhere. I mean, I compare myself all the time. Social media,
right.
Like, all I have to do is scroll, and within 30 seconds, I'm looking at somebody that I feel like looks better than me, or I feel like is doing better than me, or I feel like is making better health decisions. So how do you go about that as a personal trainer?
Yeah, well, I think it's just all about how you perceive it, because on one end, you can use it as motivation, absolutely,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing wrong with using what somebody looks like for motivation to say, hey, hopefully one day with a lot of hard work and dedication, I can look like that as well.
Yeah.
But it's another thing to then start to put yourself down when you're not, still feel like you're not moving,
mm-hmm.
you know, and also just... obsessing about the weight scale, that's another big thing as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Those numbers.
Yeah. And it can be tough, especially in the beginning. And, and so it's just some of the things, it's just like, you know, a lot of things we can't control.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of control what you can control at the end of the day.
Control the controllables. Yeah. Go ahead, RJ, spit.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, you control what you can control at the end of the day. And that just goes with life in general as well.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, too, I think, like, I just like to open it up a little bit more and make it a little bit more broad to, like, being successful just in life as well. Like,
right.
Especially with social media now as well, like how you mentioned, like, everybody, you can look at everything and be like, oh, well, I wish I had this or I wish I had that. You know, but if you just focus on, like, you know, and what you can control,
mm-hmm.
and on a daily basis, just like with anything else in life, then maybe one day you can climb that mountain to get there. And it's not going to happen overnight, just like with most things in life. It's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so help me out, because I definitely, I hate numbers. I, like, when I was getting into the gym, because I'm a retired athlete, so obviously the next... biggest thing is to just get obsessed with the gym, because that happens to a lot of us. And when I first started, like, I refused to count calories. I refused to do that. I refused to weigh myself all the time. But as I got more and more into it, I was like, I wanted to see my progress.
Right.
And so I did start weighing myself, but I had such a hard time, like, finding this balance. Cause it's like, I would get on the scale and let's say I had stagnated, like I hadn't moved at all, or I had only lost like 2 pounds. I was like, you're kidding me. I just ran a marathon throughout the week and you're telling me all I lost was 2 pounds.
Right.
So what is, in your opinion, like, how often should I be looking at numbers? How often should I be weighing myself and kind of allowing myself to base my progression on what I see on the scale?
Right. Well, okay. Well, first off, like, I think you should, like, realize what you are asking your body to do. You're asking your body to literally morph into something different and going against its just, like, what it's made to do. Like, your body is a survival mechanism, you know, in its simplest form. And so, you know, your body wants to keep on that weight and keep on, like, the fat and all of that. It wants that because in case you ever go into starvation, it has energy to pull from, as in your fat cells to pull from, right? To use this energy, right? To keep you alive.
Yeah.
You know, so your body is, you know, not meant to be shredded and all of that. So you gotta realize that you're asking your body to go against that first and foremost. And then two, like, maybe like every, I would say probably every 3 to 4 months, you know, check in, you know, have those check-ins with yourself. And if you have those check-ins and the scale still isn't moving and the number still isn't what you want them to be,
I'm probably eating too much McDonald's.
Exactly.
Still.
Go ahead and then backtrack and then have a realistic conversation with yourself and be self-aware and say, okay, well, did I cheat on my diet? Was I super consistent in the gym? Was I doing the right things? And then go from there. And if the answer is, well, yeah, I kind of did mess up here and there, then you got some work to do.
Okay. Yeah. So every 3 to 4 months. So if I struggle with numbers, that should be the marker where I allow myself to kind of hone in and see what those numbers are telling me.
Absolutely. And then on top of that, you know, you should be going based off of how you feel as well. Like that's a tough one.
That's so tough.
Yeah.
Because I think too, it's like, well, and I'm not going to speak for everybody, but like me being a female, like there's so much surrounding me that's like, I need to look like this, I need to weigh this, or I have too much of this or not enough of this. There's so much of that. And so sometimes like I feel like I feel good, but then it goes right back to that where it's like I see something that makes me feel not so good, and like I allow that to kind of enter my mindset, and it can like debunk like my whole workout the next day. So that's so hard.
Yeah, it is tough. I mean, you know, because we all want to look great at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. We all want to be little bodybuilders.
Yeah, we all want to look great. Whatever that is, whatever that looks like to the next person, you know, whatever that image looks like, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a process, especially if you feel like you're far off. It's a process, absolutely.
Yeah. I know one thing I did, because I am in therapy. Love therapy. Go to therapy. Everyone should go to therapy. No, but one thing that like my therapist made me do is like redefine what healthy means. Like when I came in, because I struggle a lot with like body image. I always have when I was little. Being an athlete, that completely killed my mentality around like body dysmorphia through the roof. Guarantee you talk to a female athlete, body dysmorphia is through the roof. But so when I first got into therapy, I was like, yeah, I just really struggle with this. And she literally looked at me like I was like crazy. She's like, how could you say that you're not healthy? Like you just came from having a college career and everything. I was like, listen, I really struggle with that. And she's like, okay, well, what do you define as healthy? And I started listing like, honestly, really unrealistic things, like things that I can't control.
Right.
She made me list out like, okay, if I could change things about me, like what would I change?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things I listed on there, like you know, I'm gonna really put myself out there right now, but I was like, I really wish like my eyes were a lighter color, you know, like simple things like that. And then when I got to the like the physical part, it's like I was listing things that in general like I couldn't control, because like genetics I feel like are also something that people need to take into consideration. And so she made me like redefine health, and I feel like that helps a lot. When I hear people who've like been through a weight loss journey, when they first started, they were just worried about like not being fat. Right. You know, but then further down the line, once they've lost the weight, they're talking about how like, yeah, it feels so good to be able to go like on a walk with their family, yeah. Or so good to be able to walk up and down the stairs and not have to worry about like being super out of breath when they're at work.
Yeah. I think like to speak to that, like, I think, like the game should be, you should be playing the long game, you know, like, What does health really mean to you? You know, is it just physical? It shouldn't be just physical, you know? And it should be like your internal health, you know, more so than anything else. And like being able to improve your quality of life if it's a little bit tough for you right now, you know? A lot of people do live what's called a sedentary life, which means they're not as active in just their daily, everyday life. You know, they don't get a lot of physical activity that's sufficient enough to be able to, you know, consider themselves healthy.
Yeah.
And so just improving quality of life is very important, you know. That's why, you know, for example, like when I have somebody that's overweight and they struggle with getting in and out of a chair.
Yeah.
You know, something just 100%. As simple as that, you know, something that you should be able to do on an everyday basis without any any struggle really, you know.
Right.
And so that's one of the exercises that I have been doing. It's called sit and stands.
Okay.
Right? We're gonna do it over and over and over and over until you get good at it, and then I'm gonna add resistance, and you're gonna do it over and over and over again. And it's different variations that I have, and it's just the whole thing. And it's very fulfilling for me to have like a client that struggled in the beginning to get in and out of a chair,
mm-hmm.
and then now they can do it just very simple now, just on an everyday basis. Now they don't have to hold on to the side of the chair and try to lift themselves up with their arms or anything like that.
Yeah.
And so that's just one of the things that is just very fulfilling to me. And it's one of the things that people should really take into consideration more so than anything else, is that you should be playing the long game when it comes to your health and wellness. And it's all about longevity.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, because also, you know, you have people that look the part.
That's true.
But
and then can't walk or run for more than 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, is that really healthy? Is that really healthy?
Yeah. No.
Exactly.
No. So. Then they go play. That's the people who go then play in a pickup basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like 35 and they're gonna go hoop with the friends for the first time. They come out with the torn ACL or something.
Exactly.
Or a sore back.
Right, exactly. And then on top of that, like to speak to the people who do go to the gym on a more consistent basis, but they're not doing the correct exercises. Kills me. They just go there and they do a lot of weightlifting, a lot of machines.
Again, because they're focused on that physical part, right?
That's
like, as long as I can walk out looking a certain type of way, who cares what's going on inside?
Right. But did you feel your lungs opening up? Do you feel your heart rate at an elevated level to the point where you're able to be in that fat burning zone? Like, those key components to keep you internally healthy, they don't get. But they say, oh, I go to the gym every day or every other day and stuff like that, so I should be healthy. But when they go to the doctor's going to tell you something completely different. Then it's going to be a wake-up call to you to really be able to change the fundamentals of how you go about, you know, working out and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me of, like, people who they worry more about what, like, the outside of their car looks like. But then they haven't had like an oil change in 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Then you break down on the side of the road.
And then they're on the side of the road questioning why the car's broken down.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, well, did you do that internal work? Like, did you do the maintenance required?
Yeah.
I think that's a huge thing with fitness. It's, again, because, and like this thing about gym influencers, right? There's all these people because lack of education.
Right.
I am a huge promoter. Like, education is so powerful.
Right.
And so you have all these people on Instagram and they're like, just do RDLs to have a big butt. Or they're like, for dudes, it's like, just do chest press, have nice pecs.
Yeah.
It's like, that has nothing to do with the definition of being healthy, right?
Right.
Because like you said, you go to your doctor's not going to care how big your butt is.
Exactly.
Or how nice your pecs look. Like, sorry, sir, that just does not matter. And it, like, that, I think changing that mindset, kind of like you said, that's like a lot of what you're talking about right now. It's like getting somebody to change their mindset around like what health actually means beyond like that surface level type of stuff.
Right. And like, because the thing is that like, if you look at it, if you go back and then like you look at how we are as just humans in general,
mm-hmm.
like what we consider exercise now was like hundreds and hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago,
yeah.
was something that we had to do on an everyday basis. The ability to be able to run.
Yeah.
Right? To be able to change direction.
Jump.
To jump. Right?
They had to be running from lions
exactly.
back then.
Ducking, like
yeah.
going all the way down on your belly, then jumping up and running and sprinting
yeah.
and doing what's called HIIT training. That was probably something back then. You probably had to
just
run from
natural.
Something, right? Run from like a tribe or like animals.
Hey,
or
that's
something.
That sounds like you're coming
right.
up with a boot camp idea. Just
oh,
release a bunch of animals and see how everybody
that'd be
reacts.
Perfect.
Just cage everybody.
That'd be perfect.
It's the ultimate Cali burning exercise,
exactly.
right there. No, but like seriously, I think we've lost touch with. Like health, just like what that means,
yeah.
you know, and it's so
yeah.
easy to think it's one thing or think it's another.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to go back to when you were talking, I really like what you said about sit and stands, because
mm-hmm.
when you broke it down, you're like, yeah, I have them start with this and they do it over and over again until they need some sort of extra challenge, right? And then you add weight and then they do it over and over again until that gets too easy.
Mm-hmm.
You're breaking it down into like a progression. And when you talked about it being like the long game, I feel like that's a really important piece too. Like the idea of when they start, right? Because a sit and stand, what's like the top tier? A sit and stand, what does it lead to if they make it to like the top expert level? Is it a squat?
Yes, it's going to be a squat.
Like
a
barbell squat.
It's going to be a barbell squat because the thing is, the reason why I also start with that, because most people can't properly do
form
a barbell squat. Because
yeah.
that's one
okay,
of the most
I see
complex
that.
Exercises to do. So
yeah.
being able to mentally go back to like the muscle memory part of it
yeah,
and
that's
like
true.
And correct a lot of bad behaviors.
Yeah.
Right, that a lot of people, most people have actually that
mm-hmm.
really don't work out, and some people too that do work out and do
terrible
barbell squats.
Terrible form.
Form
terrible
is horrible.
Form.
Like, no, you need to lessen the weight.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, don't even
don't
go
do
to,
weight.
To
air
the,
squats.
Yeah, do some air squats. Right? Matter of fact, start with sitting stands.
Right.
Go find a chair.
No, but that
perfect it.
That's the thing, though, right? The reason I was bringing it up is because. Like, you don't look at that client when they first get there and be like, okay, we're jumping straight into squats.
Right.
And that's what people do with weight loss. That's what people do with fitness in general, right?
Yeah.
They come and they're like, okay, in 3 months, I'm going to lose 120 pounds. Like, I will be skinny
right.
when it comes to... They got, like, that summer trip.
Yeah.
And they think that if they start in May, they're going to be ready for that vacation in July.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. But the thing is like, when they come into it, they're already focused on... Like the last piece, they're already focused on doing that squat. Where it's like, what I'm hearing you say is like, you take these clients and you're like, absolutely not. Like, you're gonna do this. And this phase is what we're gonna work on.
Yes.
Once you complete phase one, then we move on to phase two. And I love that so much because, like, with health, so many people focus on like that finish line. And I think that's what kills a lot of people.
Yes.
They're like, oh, they wake up the next day and they're like, oh, I haven't lost 15 pounds yet. I'm like, well, all you've done is sleep, woman. Like, how are you going to lose? Like, you got to wait. You got to
right.
be patient.
Yes.
So patience.
Yes.
When you're going through those phases, how do you, as a personal trainer, enhance people's patience? Because that is a pain in the butt when you're trying to, like, accomplish a fitness goal.
Absolutely. Well, I tell them that it's about the journey at the end of the day. Like, I break it down very simple. Like, show up every single day, and
mm-hmm.
we're going to focus on just a singular day. I want you to try to focus on a singular day when it comes to your eating and nutrition and the workouts itself. We're not going to worry about tomorrow, okay? And we're not going to worry about the day before today.
Yeah.
We're going to worry about just today.
Present moment.
Right.
Being present.
Being present in the moment.
Yeah,
that's
I
key
like that.
As well. Like, let's not focus about the end, right? Because it one of the things is too is that, like, who's to say you're gonna be here for the end? Like, anybody can
you
know,
you can just be gone.
Yeah, you can be gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
So let's focus on the present, and let's try our best to make the present as beautiful of a situation as possible, right? Let's make sure we come in and we work hard today, right? Let's make sure that we try our best to eat right today. Mm. And then we'll worry about tomorrow when tomorrow gets here.
And again.
And over time, like, as they adopt that same type of mentality of being present, you just see just this special thing happen with them where, like, the effort starts to climb, right? They're putting a lot of energy into today.
Not obsessed, but they start to enjoy it.
Yeah. They start to enjoy it a lot more. And they start to lock in as well, mm-hmm. you know, because they know you get out what you put into it at the end of the day.
Right.
And so if you put everything into this moment,
yeah,
like over time, those building blocks, right? It's like building a house.
That's
right?
True.
Brick by brick.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Okay. I got one for you though. So we've all been there. I wake up. I absolutely do not want to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say I don't have a personal trainer, so I don't got somebody that I have to report to, right? So I don't have you like yelling at me and cussing at me through the phone for not showing up for a session.
Right.
Put that aside. I do not feel like going to the gym. Give me a tip. How do I mentally get myself to be like, no, like, I need to go?
Well, you got to think like, okay, well, break it down. Like, okay, if I don't go to the gym today, and if you don't have a personal trainer, like, who's going to know, really?
Exactly. Nobody's going to know.
Nobody's going to know, right? Nobody's going to care if you don't have a trainer, right? The only person that's going to know that you probably didn't
me and go God.
To the gym is just you and God.
Me and God.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But what is that doing to you mentally? Like, you know, you got to realize what you're trying to do to yourself mentally, which is you're trying to build those building blocks and those patterns. And the only way that you're able to build up that rock solid discipline is to do the things that you really don't want to do on the days that you don't want to do them, but you do them anyway.
So I'm kind of remembering why I do it in the first place.
Remember your why, you know, and you're not going to get any closer to your why if you take off the days, even if nobody's going to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
You know, that mm-hmm. why is still, like, what you want it to look like or what you want it to feel like is still going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, and it's going to move. It's going to take a step back as you take a step back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're never going to close the gap on it if you take those days off and you don't feel like going.
Mm, yeah. You know. Okay, I should probably go to the gym today then. Thank you for that. Okay, so now let's look at the other side of it. Because something, and this, I feel like there's a very specific population that struggles with this. And it's going to be those people who've like already been in the gym for however long.
Right.
There's the other side of it. Struggling to take a day off without feeling like guilty, mm-hmm. without body shaming yourself, without, like, there's that side of it as well.
Right.
So if I'm looking at that side of it, mm-hmm. what would you recommend? How do I mentally allow myself to take a day off?
Well, rest days are very essential, you know, to overall progression, because you got to give your mind the break, right? Which is very, very, very important, right? Like, you can build up a tolerance to a lot of things in life that mm-hmm. requires habit, right? Such as the gym and other things as well. So building up that tolerance, and you can just then kind of put it on automatic, right? But just because you have the ability to not put it on automatic to where you can train probably every day, like every day out of a whole month, you feel like you probably have that capability of being able to do that, doesn't mean that your body is okay with that internally and probably externally as well. You're probably going to have some injuries, and you're going to increase the chances of an injury as well, you know. And you got to give your body a break. You got to give your mind a break as well to be able to take the time, recoup, right? And if you got goals like, you know, going hard every single day, like without taking a break is gonna do the exact same thing for the other situation that I talked about. Your goals is gonna take a step back.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. you're gonna think you're moving closer because you feel like you're working even harder to try to do it, but in actuality you're probably not.
Yeah, everything in moderation. Even something like the gym. Because that's, like I said, you know, being a retired athlete, it's like I've been trained to go, 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 go. And like there's no such thing as you being too tired. Because it's like you play a game on Friday, you got one day, and you're right back into a game on Sunday.
Right.
And so it's like Sunday morning, I can't wake up and be like, oh, I'm too tired to go. Like, right. I have to go. And so with the gym, it's like I'll train Monday through Friday, right? And then I'm like, should I take a rest day? Yes. Do I know I need to take a rest day? Yes. Am I going to take a rest day? No. And like a lot of my friends have like yelled at me before. They're like, Espy, you are crazy. Like you need to take a day off. And I didn't get it. And now I've been better about it because I have a boyfriend who will just like lock me into the apartment and be like, we are not going to the gym.
Right.
So he's been like my accountability partner for rest days. And now I get it because I'm like, oh, I go into a workout on Monday. I'm like, man, I could run a marathon today. Exactly. But it's like one of those things. It's like, even with something like physical fitness, like you do have to be able to put up boundaries for yourself.
Yes. And like if you're going to the gym every day and like how you kind of just spoke to, and like do you feel like it's like how I kind of said, like are you getting the most out of that workout?
No, because I'm tired.
You're probably operating at probably 60-70%.
Yeah, and it feels like a chore.
And it, yeah, exactly.
Like it's not enjoyable. Mm-hmm, yeah, because like when I take a couple days off and then I go back on Monday, I'm like, oh, okay, look at me. I look good. I feel good. And yeah. I wear like a cute outfit and some matching shoes and I'm ready to go. But by the time I get to Friday, absolutely not. I don't want to be there. I don't like nobody who's in there. Like, I want nothing to do with the gym. It just feels like I'm just like doing something that my mama told me to do. So I got to go do it.
Right. And then on top of that, like if you look at it from a little bit more of a technical standpoint, like think about it, like day one versus day seven. What are those rest times in between each exercise really looking like at that point, right? Or then those rest times increasing, you take them
up. Oh, for sure.
So then the efficiency of that workout is probably going to take a hit as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, personal question for you. Upper body day, lower body day, what type of guy are you?
Well, I'm a... It depends.
No, don't lie. Give us your favorite workout, because everybody's got the day that's their favorite.
Right. Well, arms.
Typical man answer. I like
getting arms, triceps, and biceps, and then adding a third exercise, upper body. So either chest or shoulders and back added to that. I don't typically like to do legs with upper body. It just seems like torture.
Yeah. You know? No, I have to, if it's leg day, I need to like pray the whole time. I can't even think about nothing else. Exactly. I can be doing legs and praying. Like that is, and afterwards too, like afterwards, because I feel like I finish part of my leg workout and that's it. There's nothing left.
Yeah, exactly. You empty the tank.
Oh, for sure.
So yeah, so that's kind of like my split that I like to do, and then just do legs on a completely separate day, and anything else upper body that I leave out, I'll hit it after on another day.
Okay, and that's just fair.
Try to repeat that process.
How much cardio do you do?
Oh, bro, right now.
Here we go. Go ahead. I can tell you ready to brag about
everybody
this.
Everybody will be very happy to know that I'm doing a lot more cardio, right? So I'm doing rows in between, mostly in between each set of an exercise that I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm incorporating different things too, like boxing. I'm jumping rope now. Mm-hmm. I'm doing sled pushes. I'm doing sled pushes in between my leg exercises as well on leg day. So that's very fun. But I can already like tell the difference, like, mm-hmm. and it's just all for me. It's all about not ever getting comfortable. So I'm always trying to introduce new things,
challenge yourself,
and challenge myself in different ways. Because I've been working out for like years upon years now, and just doing the same thing over and over can be get boring.
You ready to get on that bodybuilding stage?
Never.
Never. So what influenced that switch up to go ahead and increase that cardio?
Well, I just want to be able to feel better, and I just want to be able to feel better, just like when it comes down to quality of life as well. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be able to be a tank, to be able to lift anything, but also be able to move as well. I want to be able to run and yeah. sprint. And like
basically an athlete, athlete,
and be just still be a well-rounded athlete at the end of the day. Because if I had to give just a basic way of being just overall healthy, I would say train like an athlete.
Yeah,
you know, because you're gonna hit every single category, and so that's kind of what I'm trying to do at this point. Like, it's not all about just moving the most weight mm-hmm. and being as big as I can. Like, I want to be able to be functional.
Yeah.
You know, because I too am playing the long game. So when I do have like a family one day, I want to be able to go out and be able to play soccer with the kids, play basketball, any type of sports without mm-hmm. being tired, and being able to, you know, be able to match my kids step for step, because if they playing the sport,
I'm
going to be dominant
until they're like 18. I remember when I first started playing, my dad, he kicked my butt probably from whenever I started playing soccer to, I'd say about 12. After that, I had him. It right. was over with. It's like, right. this is what you get for stopping the fitness.
Right.
This is what you get for stop going to indoor,
exactly. going
to the gym.
Same thing for me. Like, I got to that point where, like, oh, yeah, like, I can run right around you now.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
That's a great goal to have.
Yeah.
Okay. I did want to bring up some exciting news for you, because you are implementing something new into your business. We were talking before the show, and you said you have a book coming and some online training possibly. Because, number one, I know some people want a personal trainer, but it's either too expensive mm-hmm. or like, they don't have the time on their calendar to fit around like a personal trainer. Cause I feel like most personal trainers, it's like early morning times to basically like a 9 to 5. Sometimes some trainers have a little bit earlier, some a little bit later, but majority of them sit in that bubble. And to people who have like a 9 to 5 job, it's difficult for them to have a personal trainer.
Right.
And so it's like either, like I said, it's too expensive, or they don't have the time to be able to like meet up with a personal trainer.
Right.
So what do you have going on? What's coming up?
So I have, and thank you for asking that question.
Of course, go ahead. Take advantage of this spotlight. I'll give you got 2 minutes. Go.
Perfect. So right now I'm still in the process of developing my website. That's going to be an online coaching platform. So you're going to get me, you're going to get a professional personal trainer that is amazing at what he does for a very, very low cost than what I would charge for in-person training. But you're still going to be able to get the blueprint and the benefits that is going to come just like we're training in person together. But it's going to be online, and you're going to be able to have the option of being able to have a one-on-one virtual training session with me weekly.
So still able to check in with you, even though we're not person-to-person.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. I'm going to be checking everything. I'm going to be on top of your nutrition, the training, making sure that you're doing the right pacing with your training, and any little modifications that we need to make along the way. I'm going to be right there with you every step of the way. I promise you.
Cussing me out, yelling
everything,
at me.
Perfect. Everything. Just like in person. And so that's what I'm basically working on right now, and just being able to build that community of weight loss warriors or anybody else that's in between. And it's going to also give me the chance to be able to help many more people, because at the end of the day, like, it's only like a certain amount of hours that I can work within a day. So this is going to be able to open it up for me to be able to train a whole lot more people and be able to increase my reach across like the country. You can be on the other side of the country and you're still going to get the same blueprint and the same great training that you would get that is if we was in person. And for people who want to just loosely follow the blueprint at an even cheaper rate and be able to learn a lot more about me and my journey as well as a trainer, I do have an ebook coming out. It's called Chase Your Change, and that's also going to be up for purchase on my website as well. And it's basically an ebook that's going to have a general amount of reps and sets and exercises that will be geared towards weight loss, and like overall general tips on nutrition as well, and just how to go about it and try to start to slowly shift your mentality when it comes to how to eat as well. And also, it's going to have a workbook, so you can still be able to keep yourself, hold yourself accountable, right? It's going to have check-ins with yourself.
I like
that. Because I think being able to log in, like, weekly, your progress and how you're actually feeling
so you can see it
as well. You're able to see it. You're able to see, okay, this week wasn't really a good week for me. So you're able to go back and look on that and then see how can you make bigger leaps and bigger steps to be able to make this week a better week than the last one. So that's going to be very great. And, you know, even with that, like, if people want to have a entry level to it, like, you can start with the ebook, finish the ebook, and then come and then purchase my online coaching, and then we can continue to keep the ball rolling.
Phases, right? Baby, phases. One phase at a time.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
I'm just coming up with a whole system here to be able to help and expand my reach as much as possible.
I love that.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, that's super exciting. And congratulations. That's big time. I know that this is something that you've been working on for a while, so it'll be really cool to see it come to fruition. Yes. I'm assuming I can go ahead and get updates on your Instagram.
Yes.
So, because these things haven't come out yet, but they're in the making.
Yes.
What's your Instagram tag?
My Instagram tag is CoachRJ824.
Perfect. All right. You guys heard it from the best. If you need a personal trainer, whether it's you're trying to lose weight, gain muscle, or just feel healthier, both physically and mentally, definitely go follow him, send him a message, reach out to him so that he can go ahead and give you a rundown of what he feels like is best for you. Thank you everybody for joining us today. Again, we're going to be having a lot more people come in so that we can continue to have conversations about mental health and experiences that other people go through. I hope that you learned something new, and I'll see you next week.